Hello.
Welcome to In-Game. Oh my god, I can hear myself. This is wonderful. This is fantastic.
What an intro.
I know. Welcome to In-Game Chats for Saturday, May 28th, 2016. It's Season 10, Episode 22. I'm Scott.
Hello.
I'm RJ.
Hello.
I'm Matt.
Hello.
And I'm Nathan.
Hello.
This is fun. I got buttons and sound effects. This is great. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us, which we've got a ton. There's plenty of ways to reach out and touch us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. Really?
Really? I read chat.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
I read chat. No.
Oh, hello. You can hear through your hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
perfectly.
Are you cold?
I'm freezing in here.
Really? All right.
It's because I have to wear shorts.
Oh yeah.
Because it's 90 degrees outside.
I don't ever wear shorts, so I don't have that situation.
And I have flip flops on.
Yeah, I don't ever wear shorts. I try not to anyway. Or around the house or something, but I don't go out. Yeah.
It's either nothing or jeans.
It's either not going anywhere. I just go out wearing nothing. You can find us, I don't know where you can find us, right here, Twitter, in-game chat. You can find us on Facebook and email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We are streaming the cam right now through Twitch. Go down Twitch to twitch.tv, and there's a search box at the top. Type in-game chat. And you will be able to find us, and you'll be able to watch the show. You can see us,
and you can say hello to us.
And you can say
hello.
Yeah. Are you gonna? What, you want to go fix the thermostat?
No, that's fine.
You can totally go do that if you want to.
See, because it's better to stay cold in here.
Why?
Because then I can just put more stuff on.
Okay.
I say we turn. I mean,
I'm not saying that
off.
You should take stuff off.
Hell yeah.
Might get crazy in here.
Hello.
Ah. Anyway. Hey, RJ, you're not going to be a part of this. No, I'm not. You should not. Some days I wish I was more like RJ.
Yeah.
Hard to be with you two guys sitting around here.
What?
Yeah, I know. I will blame them on you.
Right.
You can watch Cam Feed on Twitch. You can find us there. You can watch the show. You can.
Yeah,
bed is going way too long. We almost talked all the way over it. You can join in the chat room live while we broadcast. We've got plenty of people in there chatting it up right now. I see that Raspy Salamander's in there, which is my favorite name.
Oh, she joined?
You sound disappointed. Oh,
no.
She joined?
No, I can't get the list. For some reason, from my app, it doesn't allow me to put the list up of...
Yeah, I mean, really quick, in the chat room, we've got Lavos hanging out there. I don't even know if he's there. Lavos is there. His name is there. AC Wraith, Cavalier UK, Drarth, Jimmy the Saint, Lesser Weevil. I'm not kidding. It's Drarthe. Drarth. Raspy Salamander is in there, Star Stealer 24, STM Fuller, and The Gamer Me, which you guys have been chatting it up in there as well.
I think we have a show to do.
Yeah, you know, we'll blow it off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a holiday weekend here in the States. Let's just read the chat room. Studio just called. I'm sweating my balls off where I'm at. It's either nothing or jeans, and I'm all out of jeans. That's a good one, Fuller. How's it going?
Yeah.
The more you put on, the more I take off.
Hello.
That's a lot. Yeah, this is great. We just read chat room all day. I mean, there's nothing that happened this week at all. There's just nothing going on.
Nothing actually, we played.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I haven't played anything at all this week. Did I play anything?
I did.
Nothing. Did not play anything. Yeah. Now that I go back over the week, I'm like, no, nothing was. I jumped back into Tron Runner because there was a massive, like, gig update on the thing, which, I mean, it's massive for that kind of a game.
Yeah.
And I thought certainly they will have put in the menu system that I saw at PAX South whenever I got the code for that game, and it's still, no, still not there. So I don't know. That thing is taking a long time. You know, Disney did get out of the publishing, so I have no idea if they're going to still do anything with this Tron game. I have no idea.
It's as good as it's going to get.
STM Fuller, I did not play Overwatch. Just did not do it. I James and Nate were getting into it, and they liked it, but they weren't jumping into it and weren't going to play
levels.
It. And I know there's a nice little group aspect of that. And, you know, looking at my Steam, well, that doesn't matter because it's not Steam, is it? It's Battle.net. That's where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that wouldn't have shown anything. I guess I should, God, I don't even know if I know what my password is to my Battle.net account.
It's 1234.
I'm sure, yeah.
That sounds like the combination an idiot would have on his luggage.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's probably plenty of people playing it. I know it's a group sort of thing, that it's much better if you're playing with friends and not just by yourself. So
yeah.
And we have other things to play together, right? You guys were talking about Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Okay,
I was. Weren't. I'm thinking it's on that EA Access.
I already had Mass Effect 3 from a sale at some point way down the line. I don't know when it was, but it was
on the cheap. I
have
it on
the
Xbox, but not on the PC.
I had it on Origin, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay, because my 1 and 2 are on Steam. So
yeah,
I guess
3 is not
get...
on Steam.
No,
three
it is
on,
not.
No, it is on Origin.
All right.
So.
I hate, part of me, my OCD-ness hates having to break up,
up.
I know, but it's the weird,
I gave up on that. I gave that up a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wonder what that was. A vacuum going off in the next room. I was like, somebody's phone ringing really miserable.
Violet.
Yeah, really sad
Not
ring.
Me.
Yeah.
I would love to get back and do some Mass Effect 3 multiplayer. That was a lot of fun.
I never did any Mass Effect 3 multiplayer. All I got to hear was how James
played
lots of Mass Effect multiplayer.
Yeah. It,
and how
it was good.
It was the greatest thing that he had ever played, and basically Mass Effect 3 multiplayer was better than Mass Effect with any number on the end of it. So I'm looking forward to trying that out and giving it a go. So James really thinks I would like it. So I trust his judgment on that. For this show, by the way, we have
some
loot crate stuff back here.
Loot pets and what's
we got
the other
loot crate, loot pets, and then I think this is the level up.
Bag. Okay.
Yeah. It all came in. And you know what? I forgot to bring my copy of Uncharted 4.
Oh, your sign.
That's all nice and autographed.
Did you ever figure out who Sparkly signed it with the gold?
There's two or three gold signatures on it.
Okay.
I don't know who they are.
I remember seeing one picture.
Yeah, all that stuff came in last week, Saturday, and it was after I had already, left the house, so I never got it. And so over time, I had more loot stuff to build up. Otherwise, we would have opened up whichever one showed up on, I think it was the loot crate that showed up last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have opened that one up on the show last week, but did not do that. So we've got that going on. We'll talk to GT South coming up a little bit later on as well. And hopefully we'll take your calls, and we'll talk to you guys as well. 334-272-9228. He's been awfully quiet. Let's talk to RJ and find out what he has played.
A little bit more Dark Souls 3, of course. Starting a new game plus with my alternate characters now. And I finally was able to pull myself away from it long enough to play something else this week. Because I've been playing Dark Souls 3 for, 4 weeks now?
Yeah, you have.
About 4 weeks.
You've been putting your time in, which is fine.
Yeah,
you are getting your money's worth, by God.
Yes, I am. Yeah, that is true. Finally opened up and played Battleborn on the PS4.
Oh, nice.
Finally played.
It dropped down to like $40 this week.
Yeah.
During the release of Overwatch, they're like, let's drop that Battleborn down to about $20 for everybody to play.
Yeah.
I doubt it helps sales, but sure.
Yeah. What are the sales on that, by the way? You know, it's like,
I have no idea. You know, May is not over with, so we won't get the NPD numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to follow those, we won't get the NPD numbers until sometime this coming week. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have them for next weekend when we do the show.
Okay, I'll just put it up later. Then, in the meantime,
I know. But I know Sony, I guess, released numbers for Uncharted sales.
Oh yeah, how they do?
They did fine.
I was expecting so.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing.
Not surprising.
Yeah, there's nothing surprising there. So
yeah, they did their best. They blew away every game they've ever done, right? Uncharted 4. Didn't they have like 1.2 mil with
Do you mean the sale numbers and everything? Probably so. I don't know.
It was like, I think Last of Us was like 1.2.
When I see a headline saying that Uncharted sells like this many and it's a big number, I don't really look at the article because I'm like, okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was double. But it did. Last of Us.
Wow.
It was double, I believe. Or close to it.
Yeah. That's impressive. For a sequel title, for the fourth in a series, that's actually very impressive. And for a console exclusive. Mm-hmm. Well, The Last of Us was console exclusive, so that doesn't really... Mm-hmm. Does that include... That's The Last of Us. Doesn't count remastered, does it?
No, I think it was
initial.
I think so.
Yeah.
Read STM Fuller.
Yeah.
Thanks for the distraction. So, RJ, anything else?
Other than that, the Thursday night tournament at GT South, we played...
what was that?
Dave Mira BMX on the GameCube.
Wow.
The first half of the battle, first half of the tournament was basically who can get the most points off of bailing and wrecking.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of fun doing that. And then tournament runner changed it up at the end and said, we're going to have to do a 3-minute run of tricks and actually stay on the bike this time, which none of us knew how to do after intentionally wrecking for about half hour, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, man, you want to do a tournament, try Trials.
Yeah, Trials. Mm-hmm. I remember playing that. A little demo of that anyway. It was pretty fun. Some of those things looked real impossible to do, but given enough attempts, you'll get.
I played it. It hooked me on the first one, which was an Xbox Live Arcade title for 360.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Trials HD, I think, is all it was called, and it had a difficulty spike. And even though I was getting frustrated, I kept doing it over and over and over again because I felt like this time I will get past it. And then once you got past that part, there would be something further there that would cause you to lose, and you'd have to restart and everything else. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it hooked me for a while. I never got Trials Fusion, I think, was the sequel for that that's out on... Oh, you know what? I do have it, actually. I bought it during a PSN sale over the holidays.
That's the only one I've played.
Mm-hmm. I do have it. I actually haven't... it might be something to do tonight. Hmm. Although, I was going to play the Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, yeah.
For Platinum.
Yeah.
But... You know, I kept checking for red boxes to have it, and they didn't have it on the first day it was out. I don't think they had it on the second day it was out. But this was enough time for me to start looking at reviews and start looking at what people were saying. And there was a lot of complaints about it, a lot of people just not really enjoying it. They really expected better from Platinum after the Transformers game that they had done.
Did you try the Transformers game?
Yeah, I have the Transformers game.
Okay, so I'm curious to see, like, if you do get a chance to play the Ninja Turtles, like, how it stacks up and what your opinion is on that.
I need to play more of the Transformers game before I can give you an idea of how the Ninja Turtles game stacks up.
Gotcha.
I am still curious about it, but for whatever reason, it still wasn't... I wasn't curious enough after reading those reviews that it felt like, yes, I will put in some time and rent this from Redbox. I just, yeah, didn't catch me, so...
Alright.
Anything else?
No, just that for this week.
Yeah. Who won the tournament? Did you or?
I got a second place. I forget the winner of the tournament, but we got into the finals and he got the trial run. He got like 16,000 points, and I got like 14 something.
Mm.
But it was just a comedy of errors, us trying to figure out what button does what on that GameCube controller.
Yeah, the GameCube controller, right?
Messed it up, man. Yeah. So, but it was fun overall.
Wave Bird for the win, by the way.
I miss the Wave Bird.
Wave Bird was the best bird. Matt, what have you played?
Doom. I beat Uncharted 4.
That's right. See, you weren't here last week.
No, I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, so we talked about a little bit about Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Because I had finished it up. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I enjoyed it. I know reading from the our Google chat that we have that, you know, you guys were talking about the feeling of Amy not being there is kind of, you know, you could feel her
there was no
lack of presence.
Yeah, there was no... there was no, I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah.
But there were times when I thought that conversation was going to go different, the dialogue choice was going to do different. Then there was the whole complete lack of zombies. I say zombies, but complete lack of a supernatural.
Yeah,
supernatural element in the entire
thing. Which I was fine with, to be honest with you.
I guess, and I mean, maybe that's their stake in the series. Of like, here is our, you know us by the fact that there are no supernatural elements within our game.
Because they didn't have any. Well, I would never mind. Take that back. I was gonna say they didn't have any in
1, 2, and 3 all had it.
Yeah, I was gonna say Left Behind, but no, it's all about the spore ridden zombies.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I liked the open world. It always felt like different. I mean, the levels, how open they were, like different paths to go to different places.
We talked about that.
I felt like, you know, like there was a lot of treasures that I missed just because, like, you know, maybe I didn't explore the right place. Or
I remember when they set you down, you had the two cathedrals off in the distance when they set you down, and you were going to the one that the other guy was not excavating. But they just put you on that ground, and you're, I mean, it's just wide
huge.
Open. Yeah. I thought, can I just walk straight to that place? And obviously there's a point at which you probably can't. You know, they do want you to go in a certain direction, but they made the area so big and open that it felt like you could. That it felt like you could just take it in your own hands.
More so than
you ever did in the previous titles.
When you're in the Jeep riding around, you know, just like knocking over the little, canterns?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cairns. Yeah, knocking over the cairns and stuff. And, I mean, I really liked it. I like the guns in it. I mean,
what didn't you like about it? Was there anything you didn't like about it?
I do like the new gameplay with the rope. I don't like how sometimes I would miss.
Did you ever go into the multiplayer?
No.
Okay.
Didn't do the multiplayer.
I'm sure. I was just curious.
You know, obviously some of the physics of it, of, you know, falling and grasping would, you know, that wouldn't, unless you have like steel fingers, you know, you wouldn't be able to do half the jumps and everything that, but I mean, that's been part of the series throughout the whole time. The last battle with Rafe, you know, I finally died a couple of times on it, but you know, once I got through, I was like, all right.
I had read an interview with Neil Druckmann. They had a scene in the in one of the flashbacks when you're in that mansion,
mm-hmm.
where the two brothers pull swords off the walls, and they have a nice little, you know.
Yeah.
When they're kids, they have a little sword fight there. And that introduces you to the mechanic
of
what you were going to get later on in the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were thinking, God, you really should have kept that in there.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have that sort of introduced, and then you would have known what, you know, you would have been more prepared for it. Not that you couldn't be, because it was all, you know.
Yeah.
It was all very QTE anyway. But
yeah, it was intuitive enough. The brother, you know, Sam, he... you know, from the get-go, I knew something was up with him. I mean, they just sort of don't hide that, I don't think. I kind of, you know, as I was getting closer
mm-hmm.
to it, I kind of guessed about the whole thing with the drug guy, you know, Alcazar, you know. But I could have done without, you know, the first flashback, I guess. Or, you know, like the flashbacks.
Yeah.
You know. They're all right, but...
Which one? You mean the flashbacks of when they were kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when they were kids. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I liked the epilogue at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then a second chance to play Crash.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
What? And Doom, you said you've been playing?
I've been playing. I'm up to level 6 on Doom. I do like how it's, you know, levels
mm-hmm.
like that, instead of just, you know, keep on progressing and keep on progressing. You know, it's that, you know, level structure. I've been going through and making sure that, you know, I find all the secrets, get all the, you know, all the stuff, do the challenges before I progress to the next level.
Is there any sort of, yeah, I need to play the game myself. Is there any sort of push from the game for you to do that, to hit those collectibles? I mean, is it the fact that they have enough of them there that you can totally do them, or is it one of those things where, say, like, I don't know, something like Doom, I don't get, it feels very run and gun. It's like,
yeah.
Next room, blow it out, go to the next room, you know, boom, boom,
but,
boom.
But, you know, finding the secrets, they, you know, like, when you find enough, that does give you, like, weapon upgrades.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that, you know. You know, when you pick up the little Doom guys, all it does really is, like, unlocks the, you know, like, the models and everything.
Well, not necessarily that, but you're talking about the other secrets where it helps you upgrade your weapons. That would be a push from the game for you to get those.
And, you know, some of the secrets are, you know, like, the weapon modifications, where you can, like, add modifiers to your weapons. So you have to find those in the map. Or even, like, you know, we can upgrade your health.
And you're on the PC with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can upgrade your health, armor, or ammo capacity. You know, some of the hidden stuff are the suit upgrades. So, I mean, there are incentives to finding the stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I just found the Gauss rifle, and it was in a secret area. So even some secret areas have, you know, earlier access in a way to some of the rifles that or weapons that you'll get later on in the game if you just like you'll just stumble across them in the open, but you can maybe access them earlier in a secret area first. I'm enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
Now, is the secret area done? Are secret areas in the game done by exploration, or is it more of there's a lever, let me go pull it? Or there's a button switch here. Let me. Is it?
The exploration.
Obviously, like the way we used to do this, we'd go into a room. Once it cleared out, we would hit the perimeter.
Yeah, hit
and
the wall
around.
Hug the walls.
And I can't imagine that they're like that this time.
Not really. Yeah. No. There are the video with the lever pulls that opens up the classic Doom levels. And, you know, that you get through a lever pull, but most of them are exploration based, you know, like you know, I have an upgrade on my suit where it shows where the secret, you know, like you can see where the secret stuff is, but you don't know how to get to it. So I know like somewhere in this room is, you know, one of the dolls or one of the upgrades, but, you know, you're trying to like find out how do I get there? You know, what do I need to like go about to do that? I'm really enjoying that. And the last thing I've been playing today. I can't believe I never beat it, but Dishonored. So, you know, you guys were talking about that earlier, you know, a couple days ago, and so I'm like, let me just load that up again. So.
On PC?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the DLC for it?
Yes. I got all three, I think it is, of the stuff. So.
And Nate, over to you. What's been playing?
Nothing, no.
Okay. Good show then.
BF4, Battlefield 4.
Right.
Just been playing more of that. So.
Any reason that got back into you for some reason?
Well, mainly just because I wanted to start playing the DLC you were getting for free.
Okay.
Because they were giving all of the, or they're slowly going to release all of the DLC for free. So I wanted to try that, try the different weapons and stuff. And I think there's primary weapons. I think there's 70 weapons. And then attachments, there's like 30-something attachments per weapon. So I mean, you can unlock things forever and get in battle packs and stuff. But mainly just because I just wanted to get into another shooter and just try it after they've updated and everything. And then I decided to just for the heck of it for one night rent Doom on PS4 to kind of get the console aspect of it, which... My immediate reaction of it is it's a total dude bro shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not even bad. It's just total, like, all of the music, the immediate of, wanting to, smash everything, which is totally fine with me. And I definitely want to get it on PC someday.
Did have you found any of the classic level maps?
Well, I rented it for one night and played it for
2 or 3 hours. Because each level
has one. Yeah. And just, I didn't go that deep.
The thing I absolutely love about it is, like, you go in there and you have the, just like a little introduction to it, but it unlocks the actual full map. So when you go back and level select, you go back and play that entire map level from classic Doom 1 and 2. And that's kind of fun running through with, you know, your weapons nowadays and, like, the upgraded monsters, but, like, the classic sprites for, like, the health or the... the shield or, stuff like that. Yeah. So,
and Doom, a lot of fun. All I got is a little bit past when you first get the chainsaw. Not very far. But enough to just know that, this will be a fun game once I can get it cheaper on PC.
I wish the chainsaw.
Right,
I liked how in the original the chainsaw was just a weapon. But in this one, you have like limited like ammo.
It's more like a special.
Yeah. I could see why they did it because it is super powerful.
Mm-hmm. It's fine with me.
You know, you could take down a Hell Knight in just one hit with that chainsaw.
Playing it on console ran perfectly fine. PS4 got a little loud at times, mainly when it was loading the map if you died. But for the most part, it ran it perfectly fine. Never stuttered and looked decent. I know it would look better on PC, but, you know.
Yeah.
I had no problems with it. And then I also played they updated the Insurgency mod that I was playing, the Day of Infamy, the World War II mod. Just goofing around with that. Which James is supposed to be picking that up because Insurgency's on sale. It's like $4.
I think you gave me a copy of that.
I gave a couple people.
Yeah,
copies.
You gave me one.
I
haven't done a thing with it, but thank you. Yeah, I think it's installed. You Woo! Know, and so it gets all these updates that come through.
I'll have you know, every game you've given me, I've played.
Oh, how many games have I given you?
Both of
three,
them.
Three,
four. I was close.
Well, I gave you Talos. Did I give you Talos? No. I didn't give you Talos.
The Room.
I got Talos.
The Room. Well. Come on. It's The Room. What else?
Tron.
Well, that was given to me, and so I gave it to you. And yeah,
still something you gave me.
Doesn't take much to play on that either.
There's two more games I can't think. Oh, there was one. It's like a ball that you like move the room to rotate it to figure out the puzzles.
Oh, know. That was back during the
Bridge?
No, it was back during like the Portal Potato, you know. Remember the contest for Portal 2? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You gave it to me in our first show in the show. And then there was one more game you gave me. I can't remember what it is, though.
I'm trying to remember the one where you moved the room with the ball.
I thought it was like The Bridge or something.
See, The Bridge was more... The Bridge was the black and white game that sort of had like some Escher paintings and you could rotate the room.
Well, then that's it.
Okay.
It's The Bridge.
It's called The Bridge. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly which one you were talking about there, Matt. Anyway, we got to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll have more of in-game chats right after this. If you want to get in touch with us, go right ahead and call 334-272-9228 is the number, 334-272-9228. Oh, yeah, STM Fuller, there is a game called The Ball.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, during the Portal.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of games involved with that. Not necessarily any that had a ball in it, but there was a game called The Ball. That I don't think I ever played. Anyway, we'll be right back with more here after this. There's a track called Two Galaxy, and Mozgus on Steam sent me a link to where I could catalog all these songs that I don't know the names of, and I didn't do that. So we'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ, Matt, and Nate. Got the whole crew in here this week. What? Yeah, I can't hear you.
Just to do it.
There you
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
I like how the music...
Yeah, I dropped it.
Oh, okay.
I did that. Just so you could hear it. That was music, by the way, from Geometry Wars. Which, I actually like that. Geometry Wars 3, I think I picked it up. It might have been for PS Plus or something, is where I got it. Because I played it on my Vita on the way back from...
Somewhere.
I can't remember when it was, if it was PAX Prime or if it was PAX South or wherever it was that I'd gone on the way back, I played that. Those are always fun because there's like these introductory levels that are really nice, and then the difficulty does gradual increases. And then the thing is like when you start on them, you get addicted to the fact that you can three star it or gold star it or whatever it is. You can perfect a level. So it goes really well. You get addicted to that, and each one gets a little bit more difficult as it progresses, and it starts putting in all of these different mechanics as to how the game works. And eventually you start going from three stars to maybe two stars, and it's like, no, let me do that again because I can get that three, you know? And that's at least that's how it goes for me. Where are we going with this segment? Oh, you brought a controller in.
I did.
Yes, you brought your Elite controller.
Yeah.
$150?
I think that's how much it retails for.
Yeah.
They're 150?
I want to say they are. Google it. Look it up. I thought it was 150. Maybe it's only 100.
I don't know.
But they're 100.
I got it for cheaper than that.
So. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Open it up.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we've had anybody bring one in. Before.
130.
130?
Okay.
I'll give you $10.
No. Although I do have a Xbox One controller if you want to buy it.
Where'd you get that price from, Nate?
Google.
Just no certain retailer. Just
It was just Google's just general.
Google's general. Google general price. Google, okay. Yeah. All right.
On GameStop, it's $150.
You keep on saying that word, and my phone's been like popping up with the Google. You know.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
It was okay, like, Google.
Stop that. Give me a beep. Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's phones just went off now.
Yeah, right.
Mine did. Yeah, here's the Elite.
Yeah, put it in
controller.
The camera, show it off there.
Yeah, all right.
Let
it's
people
really
see
nice
what a $130 to $140 controller looks
you
like.
You know, the buttons, well, I mean, not the buttons, but like...
Like everything comes off.
Yeah, and it's interchangeable. There's different heights for the thumbsticks. You have three different ones, small, medium, and large, and whether they're convex or concave. You have two different...
That the case comes with it, right? That's
the case
separate thing.
Yeah,
and it carries everything,
carries
right?
Everything. You have just a...
$150, it better go on.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little hard to see there, but like you have a typical D-pad that would be, you know, like we were saying before the show, that would be better for platforms.
Right.
Or you have this nice little, what I like to use. And it's magnetic, too, which is really nice, so it just fits right in there.
Mm-hmm.
For the you have two different modes you can select, so you can have two different profiles. On the back, you have...
Does it have a turbo?
Doesn't have a turbo,
oh,
no.
Man.
But you have the
NES Advantage
that you could play, and also you have here. You flip this down, and it makes it where it's a half pull for the trigger. So for like instead of like a full pull or half, so it could be quicker.
Okay.
It has a little bit more weight to it, which is nice. But yeah, for the PC, I'm guessing also for the Xbox One, you could set up different profiles for like different games individually. Because you could remap the buttons.
Like everything is remappable on that thing.
Yeah, so, you know, just because it says X, I can make that, you know, left, I can make it left trigger, mm-hmm. I can make it, you know, directional pad, I can make it Y, whatever. And, you know, the back wall, those will also be whatever the front is mapped to. But say if you want to have a game specific for, you know, Doom, you could have Doom specific or, you know, first person shooter specific, you know. So yeah, really, really nice. I'm really happy with it. It has a nice weight to it.
I hope you are.
No.
You know, $150 with it.
I don't know if it was too much. It's too much to ask, but I would like to have something where, for that price, to be able to swap out the location of that left analog stick in the D-pad.
How do you? What you mean? Like move them closer together?
No, like swap the positions out, like on a PlayStation. Some controllers are like swappable, that D-pad analog stick location.
I see what you're saying.
Swap them out.
Because the Xbox, the controllers like sort of like they're offset from each other instead of straight on. I see what you're saying.
No,
you can't.
How long have you had that?
Got that back for my birthday, so that was...
How long have you had that?
October.
Okay. Your birthday's on October?
Yeah.
We've been over this before. Remembering that.
Yeah, close to yours.
Before or after?
I believe before. Yours is later in the month, right?
Mine's 18.
Oh, then, I'm 3 days before.
Okay. I was just curious. That's all.
But yeah.
We can move on with the show now.
Yeah.
Birthday bros.
Yeah, I know. Winter Twin Powers activate.
Let's go to the phones right now. We have Jesse on the phone. Hey, Jesse. Thanks for calling in.
Hey. How are you, man?
Let me give you the greeting.
Official.
Hello.
All right.
It's official from now on. Every phone call. All right.
We'll do something like that. I don't know. Until people stop calling because we do that. What's going on with you today, man?
Hey, man. I'm not much. I just recently found out about the show, and I'm pretty freaking stoked about it.
Okay.
I did not know this.
Well, give it a little while. That'll settle down. Give it a little while.
After this, the beginning of this one, I'm surprised he's still listening.
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah, I am. But you know, it's so cool that something like that's going on. I had no idea. Anyway, I figured I got a problem. Do you mind if I ask you guys a totally off subject question?
An off subject?
Subject question? Sure. I mean, we reserve the right to not answer.
Yeah,
I guess.
Open. Yeah.
I figured if I called the Electronic Dream Team, I might be able to get
well, where are you calling from first?
I'm in Prattville.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right. I have lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I recently got water damage to my iPhone 6.
You got water damage where?
To my iPhone 6.
Oh,
that explains why it's buzzing a little.
Okay.
No, this is a new one, man.
Oh.
I have no, I lost my contacts and my photos.
Did you have them backed up beforehand to the iCloud?
I didn't have them backed up, it won't turn on, so I don't really have any idea if there's any way possible to get them back.
Yeah, if you had them backed up to the iCloud, then you could have just gone to the website, you know, from internet browser, and they would have all your contacts there and stuff. I'm not sure about the photos. If you don't have them backed up, ooh.
I know Apple's really strict about their security deal.
Yeah, they are.
They're weird about fraud. Well, anyway, man, I just didn't know if you guys knew off the top of your head. I'm not going to bug you with it.
So it's not turning on at all?
Yeah, it won't turn on. It just won't do anything. I've got it in, I've got it sitting right now in rice. So I don't know if it's... They had a life proof on it, and it failed. So
The only thing I could really think of is a road trip to Birmingham. Go to the Summit. They have an Apple store there. Maybe they could help? Maybe?
Okay.
? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's the closest place, like, with Apple Geniuses and... I mean, there's a place among East Chase that, Peach Mac or whatever. But for an actual legit Apple store, Birmingham is the closest at the Summit. I would go there.
Cool. I'll give it a shot. Well, I appreciate you guys' time, but I'm totally stoked about your show. Like, I'm gonna be listening every Saturday from now on, pretty much.
Well, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for listening. And how did you find the show?
Actually, I listened to the morning show and I started talking about the morning show because I finally found a show that I liked, being the morning show. And I was telling my buddy about it, and he was like, "Yeah," because he's a what's that radio? Certain people do it. It's like a amateur radio kind of deal.
Ham radio.
I do what now?
Ham radio? Oh, ham
radio? Yeah. Ham radio, yeah. He does that, and he was like, yeah, because I was, and not to be weird or anything, but I was telling him how much I like listening to Jay talk, and he's pretty intellectual. I like the way he thinks. And
everyone loves Jay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man. Anyway, he was like, yeah, but you should check out his show on Saturday. And I was like, oh. What is it about? He's like, it's just game topic. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't promote that show too. We don't promote the show too much during the week, honestly.
No, every now and then I'll catch it, like, and you may say something.
Yeah, it's every now and again. But I appreciate you that you, or I'm glad you found us, and I appreciate you listening and calling in too. Thank you.
Also, real quick, if you get bored and want to listen to prior shows, you can go to our website.
Oh yeah, we have
our old podcasts and stuff.
Going back what 10 years worth.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, is this the first time you've listened to the show all the way through?
Today will be the first time that I actually caught it. I had to look online and see when it came on. I did that yesterday, so I made sure it catches today. I was actually, me and my buddy Drew, we were digging around last night for something to play, and we went to Walmart and downloaded Shonen Jump J-Stars Victory. It's a fighting game.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm familiar with the name.
It's an anime deal. We're both anime nerds, so we're really stoked that we found some of the old characters that from our childhood on it, and we played that thing all night. But I was telling him about it last night while we were playing around, and I was like, man, we ought to check out the show coming on tomorrow, and I hope he's listening to it now. If he's not, he'll probably call me later. But me and him were totally stoked on the idea. We had no clue somebody, you know, had the means of doing that around here.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for a while.
We have been. This is season 10 for us, not necessarily on the radio, but it is our 10th season that we're in the middle of. So, but glad you were able to find us. Thank you so much for calling in. Also, by the way, some other thing you may not know about is GT South in Montgomery. Are you familiar with that place?
I'm not. What is it?
Well, funny you should ask, because coming up later on the show, we're going to talk with them about what's going on. But it is it's gaming tavern. It's a gaming tavern, basically. You go in there, you can play video games, drink
adult beverages.
Yes, drink some adult beverages.
Oh, it's over there by I work at Stivers.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know where it's at. It's across the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't just know what it was called, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah. So check that out too. A lot of fun to be had there as well. So thanks again for finding us. Thanks for listening to us, and thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for your time.
Sure, no problem. Take care. Hope your hope your phone situation works out.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Bye bye. If you would like to give us a call, 334-272-9228. Is the number 334-272-9228. What time we got? About 10 minutes to go here.
Come and say hello to us. They could say hello to us.
They could. They very well could.
Yes.
You missed it.
What did I miss?
You hit the button.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to play it out. I think he's getting tired of it already.
Are you happy there, Nate?
No.
I got other buttons I can...
Oh, what other buttons do you have?
I don't know.
Please
There's
don't
a
do
lot.
This.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're going to do the dolphin.
Dolphin was fun.
The dolphin.
The dolphin was fun. So let's see what I didn't have anything. I had this one. I want to talk about the new consoles, or at least not necessarily the new consoles,
the
but
Xbox,
the upgraded consoles.
Yeah.
You know, the PS4 and the Xbox One. That they're
No Man's Land.
No Man's Land. Yeah,
it's No Man's Game.
Well, whatever.
It isn't, because it's not going to get released.
Yes.
So it is No Man's Game.
Yes.
No one
no
is going
man,
to play
nothing.
That game.
Yeah.
What's this one? Number three.
No Man's Sky got delayed.
This is number three, or.
No, not really, actually.
Is it the first real delay?
It's the first delay. I mean,
because
it was never...
They never really had a date for it.
They
were sort of like, yeah, it's coming out.
They never promised us when it was coming out. They never set a date. They never even said spring of this year or fall of this year.
They just said, you know,
like
a couple billion planets.
They just kept building this game, and then they kept releasing footage, but they never talked about a date.
So which do you think will come out first, No Man's Sky or Star Citizen?
No Man's Sky will make it before Star Citizen will.
Yeah, because Star Citizen's pretty much vaporware.
Star Citizen's still making money, you know. they're still pulling in money, so they'll wait until that starts to dry up, and then you know we should release something.
Yeah.
If not the game itself, let's release something that might generate more interest and people will give us more money while we work on this game.
Oh, Cavalier! No, Last Guardian is coming out.
I'm pretty confident that Last Guardian's going to make it.
I think Trico will make it.
I got my money saved for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other game? Mirror's Edge? Was that the other one you were... No. Abduction and
We Happy Few.
We Happy Few. Yeah. That's right.
But the moment I can pre-order...
Last Guardian.
And I don't care what bundle it is.
You're getting it.
Yeah. You'll probably get some new footage, I think, at
E3. Okay. I probably won't go
over
200.
I saw the... I saw the video, the live action video for Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
That's what is that, August?
It's not soon enough. That's what it is.
I think that's August.
That's the one that I'm excited about. Like, I know, Nate, you're super excited about Last Guardian. Deus Ex is that's the one I'm looking forward to the most this year, I think. Now that I've gotten my Uncharted and I've played it. But I am super excited about that one, and I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the next one on my list is Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
Abduction, if it ever makes it, and we haven't heard anything, and I'm expecting a delay there.
Yeah,
because we haven't gotten anything from them.
Because since me and you have talked about that, I've gotten
nothing.
Well, no, I've gotten 6 updates from We Happy Few.
Mm. Sorry, I was thinking
which technically doesn't have a release date either. It's just next month, but 6 updates.
Yeah,
like they're keeping us informed.
Yeah, I know. It's completely different there.
Do you know?
I do now. But no, No Man's Sky is pushed back into August, which is about a month to 2 months wait here. And
it's the nebulous, you know, 1 through 30 August. No.
I think it's August.
Oh, they actually did give a date?
12th, I think. No, August 9th. August 9th.
You think he'll make it?
Yeah. I am not putting any faith into that date. Okay. I'm really not. I think it'll be backed up again. I think it'll make it this year.
Okay.
But I think it'll be backed up again. Yeah.
Maybe
first quarter of 2017.
Hmm?
First quarter of
2017. That's where your money's going? First quarter of 2017?
If I had to guess, I'm thinking all these pushbacks, like you said, you don't have any faith in that August date, do you?
I don't. I don't have any faith in the August date, but I don't think it's going to get pushed back much further than that. I think the August date will come and they will have another delay, which will be October to November, and then I think it'll get released. Mm. Possibly, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to think. This is a Sony exclusive, but Sony already has exclusives coming out this year. I know the one is being The Last Guardian. That's going to be because I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking, what is going to be their big game for this holiday season?
Their exclusive runs to 2017, so they're just going to delay the game until they can release it on both consoles.
Is it a timed exclusive?
I'm kidding.
All right, don't put that information out there, because then I'm like, wait a second. That was never set a timed exclusive. No. So, I don't know. I think it'll come out this year. I for whatever reason, I don't have any faith in that August date. I don't know. I just don't. I don't trust the date. No, I was talking to the chat room about this before we came on.
Yeah.
When the announcement was made that it was late or going to be delayed, was that I don't necessarily know that I trust the game itself.
I'm losing interest in it.
I lost interest a while ago just for the fact that they just kept showing off and never giving us a date on it, and it felt like it was never coming out. Regardless, if they knew what their date was back when they revealed this thing,
mm-hmm.
maybe I wouldn't have been as reluctant to kind of just sort of be indifferent about it.
Yeah.
But there was just something that just felt like, I don't know, they weren't, what's that term? Do it or get off the pot. what's the situation? Stop showing us all this stuff and build your game.
Yeah.
You know, finish your game. Stop showing us this. Stop making these appearances. Stop doing this. Stop. Hey, he was on Colbert and did not make a release date. He was just on Colbert.
Just to show it off.
And maybe he was supposed to on that day, but they're like, we need to hold off on this. And maybe that's why it was scheduled for him to be on the show. I have no idea. But just make your game and then give us a release date whenever it...
Then make the rounds promoting the game.
Because you're going to be doing that anyway.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure with this. So... I don't know. We'll get something. We'll probably get more footage again at E3 for this game that has been around for a while. So we'll see. But I do want to talk about the Xbox console, the revision of it that is due out, I believe, next year. So we've got that to talk about. We've got your phone calls to take, 334-272-9228. We've also got...
come direct the conversation.
Yeah. Just like Jesse did. Mm-hmm. We've also got GT South we're going to talk to, and we got these loot boxes over here that we're going to unbox.
Das Loot.
Coming up later on in the show. So stick around for that. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat here in just a moment. Going to leave you with some music here from Splinter Cell Conviction.
Oh.
I know. It's Conviction, not... I was thinking of
the
Blacklist.
Blacklist. I still like Conviction.
I don't know if I ever played Conviction.
You should.
I don't know if I did. Wait a second. Yes, I did. Yes, okay. I did. That was the one, every time this track comes up, I go into the story about it. That was the one where, yay, sneak, sneak, sneak. Here, go guns blazing.
Yeah.
Can't sneak anymore, go guns. That's not what you are, Splinter Cell. Stop trying to be what you're not. be a sneak, don't be a shoot. That's my thing, and they don't want to do that. They want to be both, and they want to force you into both. They don't give you the option. They don't say, you can do it this way, you can do it that way.
It's this part you will be sneaky.
This part you're sneaky.
This part you will be shooting.
Yes, exactly. Never a fan of that. Not in games that have a design, have a theme, have a thing. This is your thing, and you do it very well, so do that very well. You don't do the other thing very well.
Then you need to do another one well.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for at E3 this year from Ubisoft. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Pinball Effects.
Oh, okay.
Not Pinball Effects 2, that is Pinball Effects. That is the old original one off of the Xbox 360 Live Arcade.
Not to be confused with 2.
Right, yeah. Much different soundtrack. I'm Scott, we've got RJ, we've got Matt, and we've got Nate hanging out here. All you cold?
Not good now.
You cold? Your eyes are cold?
I'm good. I got this.
All right. I don't get the hat. The hat over the, yeah.
No, nah,
we'll
take this call.
We'll take it live. We'll do it live.
We'll do it now.
Yes, we will. In fact, I think you're on In-Game Chat. Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Amber from Jacksonville.
Hey, Amber, how's it going?
Hey.
Good.
Well, let's see what... Oh,
give me
God,
the button.
Nate, Jesus.
God.
Hang on. Here we go.
Hello.
There we are.
You have one job.
Stop it with the one job.
One job.
He has multiple jobs, actually.
He has one job.
That's my guy over there. That's RJ. That's my boy sticking up for me. Thank you. Here we go.
We're just enablers.
Thanks for calling in, possibly for the last time.
You have to excuse Scott.
Oh, she's well aware of that. She's more than aware of that. All right, so let's talk about what's going on tonight over at GT South. What you guys got lined up tonight?
Rubber Band Wars.
What?
Sounds fun.
We have our back patio open, and we'll have people running around.
Yeah, the more ruthless.
Hit each other with rubber bands.
Yeah, the more ruthless of the Nerf Wars is the Rubber Band Wars.
Yeah, it's all fun and games till someone loses their eyes.
Nah, you won't lose an eye. You'll just get whelps. You know? And plus there's rubber bands, so people can do that thing where they come up to you on the arm and they just
snap it.
Yeah.
No, not on the arm, right in the side of the ribs.
Some sensitive place.
Right here. Right on the neck.
The neck?
The neck.
That's what
side of the neck.
You're ruthless.
Oh, it's been done.
He's got brothers.
Oh.
I don't.
You got sisters. Never mind, you got sisters. Yeah.
But it's even worse.
And you guys are doing Game of Thrones tomorrow.
Yes, we'll have Game of Thrones showing. British will be in bed. You cannot talk during the showing, so you won't have any distractions or anything like that.
And now this week marks the week that you guys are going to be officially open on Sunday and closed on Tuesdays now?
Yeah, well, we started last week. We were going to keep closing on Tuesdays and open up on Sundays, and but that way we can show Game of Thrones, and we'll be showing Walking Dead whenever it comes on.
Yeah. And then, let's see, and then, so close Monday, close Tuesday, you'll open back up on Wednesday, and Thursday you got your
mobs. Our usual Thursday tournament. Yes, yep. We have a mob tournament this Thursday.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, what's the theme for Friday?
Friday, we don't have a theme. It's not a theme night, it's just a regular night where we will have karaoke starting a little earlier, and we'll be open, and you know, video games will be going, but we're not having a theme in particular that night.
Yeah, and then Saturday?
Saturday is, like, keep talking and nobody explodes, or keep talking and nothing goes off. It's a game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I think it's an Oculus Rift game, if I'm not mistaken, well, but it's also like a tabletop game.
Yeah, it's tabletop, and they've got it in VR now as well. And, yeah, I'm familiar with that as also. It's the one where one person has a look at a bomb and has to describe very detailed as to what they're seeing so that the person with all the papers can find how to defuse.
It's a big manual, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a big
is.
Manual. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good
game. All I could think of is the opening to Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah, kind of, except you don't have to... Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Have you, Matt, ever seen anybody play this game?
No.
You should go look at it.
No,
Go online, watch some YouTube stuff. Very, very cool. Can be very stressful.
Yeah, from the description I've heard, it sounds like a lot of fun.
I actually used to watch all the creators' live streams, because as he's been creating the game, he plays it with all of his friends and stuff. And so, like, if they find a glitch or whatever on stream, he'll go on there and start reprogramming wherever the glitch is and stuff. So I've been watching that game for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are your hours?
Wednesday. Well, Sunday and Wednesday we're open from 7 to 12. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 5 to 2. And, of course, we're open for lunch. I don't know if we'll be open on Tuesday for lunch, but I know Wednesday through Friday we'll be open 11:30 to 2:30.
And where are you located?
4017 Eastern Boulevard, across the street from Ford.
Right. We just had a call. We just had somebody call in. I don't know if you're listening, but Jesse called in and said he had just found out about the show. And we mentioned GT South, said, hey, have you just found out about us? Have you ever heard of GT South? He said, no, what is it? And I told him what it was. And then he said, oh, wait, I work at Stivers. And I said, you know exactly where it's at. It's right across the street. Do you also, you might want to make mention, tell us about the tournament that's coming up, the big one.
June 11th, we have our Smash Brothers tournament. We actually are donating all of the proceeds that we make to the Humane Shelter of Montgomery. It's a $5 cover and $5 entry. All of that goes to the Humane Shelter. And we have sponsors that are giving away prizes to the winners. I know one of them is a $150 tattoo or piercing at Ink Factor in Montgomery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. And everybody can find you on Facebook if they want to get more information. And thanks so much for calling in, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I wanted to talk about the new consoles. And by the way, GT South, fantastic sponsor of the show. We appreciate having them.
Wonderful drinks.
Fantastic drinks. She does the drinks. Well, she's one of the people who does the drinks. But
I need to find out the recipe for an ammo bowl and have her make that.
Okay.
It's a soju-based drink that I used to get in Korea. It'll mess you up.
So she'll have to get soju, I guess.
Does it have a worm?
She needs soju. No, it doesn't have a worm. But it's in a big bowl. And they should carry soju just regardless, because that stuff is awesome.
Yeah. What happened to the chat room?
I don't know. Okay, so it's not just me. It just blanked out. Someone, yeah. I think Nate's messing with it.
No, I didn't do that.
No, said it was cleared by moderator. I have no idea what... I don't even know what was being talked about right there.
What?
I don't know.
There we go. I don't know. Our chat got wiped out. That's weird.
I think it was Nate.
I don't know what happened. But it's completely stopped the flow of conversation.
I know. We were all like, no chat room.
I didn't do anything.
So, yes, GT South is wonderful.
I just...
Yeah, I'm sorry to be interrupted about that. It was just weird. I don't know why I did that.
Or was it Lavos?
It may have been Lavos. I cleared it. There he is. There he
is. I was going to say, everyone looked at me.
I didn't know. GT South, fantastic sponsors. If you are local, we urge you to support them as much as you can. And when you go in, feel free. You're not going to get a discount by telling them you heard it on our show, but feel free to let them know that you did hear it on our show if you did. If this is the first time you've heard of them and you go in, let them know, oh, I heard about you on that in-game chat show. Let them know. It'd be great.
And if they like you, they might give you a discount.
And they may do that as well. So, yeah, make sure you do that. So, yeah, we want to thank them for their support. Here's the thing. Microsoft, this is from a report with this is Polygon and Kotaku and stuff like that, where Microsoft are making a new console. It's like an Xbox 1.5, which I don't. God, the name is really
to go along with the PS4.5.
I know, right? Mm. Xbox One. What a crap name that
it's
was.
PS4.5. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it anything else.
PS4K.
Thank you, Nate.
Or K.
Yeah,
I was reading. I looked at 0.5 when I was. So,
yeah, it's PS4K, yeah. But you can't do the Xbox 1K, can you? That just doesn't work. Anyway, the whole thing on it is the sources say that one of the new consoles will be over 4 times more powerful than the current Xbox One, and that the announcement at E3 was triggered by a faster than expected timeline for Sony's own upgraded PlayStation 4, the PS4K. The other console, they're working on two different ones. The other console will be a slimmed down version of the current hardware, and that one will also get a redesigned controller.
Since it's going to be that much faster, they should call it the 4 Xbox One. It'll be 4 X's much.
What?
I'm going to shut up now.
Man, I'm going to turn your mic off.
Hello. Yeah.
No, that's when I need the other ones. I need help. Help me.
I'm curious what the new controller is going to look like. I'm personally really happy with the Xbox One controller.
It says the other console, codenamed Scorpio, way to be dramatic, is
wasn't
Scorpio.
He a old General Hospital character?
What?
From the 80s?
What?
Well, I'm not the only one that's watched that show.
You're the only one in this room that has watched that show.
You guys are.
You're hilarious. Probably the only one in the chat room who's watched that show. That's fine. I'm not going to give you grief for you. I just wish James was here. That's all. But no.
Scorpio, yes, you're saying.
It's an astrological sign.
Yeah, I know.
I thought he was like one of the Mortal Kombat guys.
Scorpion.
Oh, now I want to make a Serpico joke, but yeah, it's unlikely to be released until late 2017. It should be announced in the next month, though plans are somewhat in flux. Power is a primary concern for Microsoft with Scorpio. The PS4 has remained a constant leader over the Xbox One in this respect, with games on the platform running at higher resolution and a higher frame rate on the PS4 than their Xbox One counterparts. Microsoft is determined to end this narrative. That the show, everybody is asking, which show? It was General Hospital, yes. And maybe there's, like I said, maybe there's people in there who've seen it. I don't know. I am, see, yes. Laugh it up, Raspy, because that's what we were doing. The Xbox One is believed to operate at a peak target of 1.32 teraflops compared to the 1.84 teraflop performance numbers attributed to the PS4. Meanwhile, per documents secured by Giant Bomb and corroborated, I hate that word, by our sources, the Neo, at apparently 2.25 times more powerful than the PS4, is likely to have a peak performance number of 4.14 teraflops.
Wow.
The current performance target for Microsoft's Scorpio is approximately 6 teraflops. Um... A price for Scorpio is also still under active discussion and is unlikely to be revealed until next year. More clear, however, is that universal compatibility is a core principle for the system. Scorpio is currently being designed to support all Xbox One software.
Okay. So you think a price drop for Xbox One original Scorpio will be the same price as Xbox One when it first came out?
This is going to be an interesting... This will be interesting to see, because here's what's going to happen. The PlayStation has more of a situation where they would drop a price on their PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Their PS4, whatever, the PS4. Because the PS4K is going to cost more.
Yeah.
And so they might do a reduction price, or they might keep it at what it is. The PS4K might cost, I don't know, what does a PS4 cost right now, $300?
I think so.
So the PS4K might cost $400. I'm sorry. Yeah, $400. Maybe it'll cost $500. But there's not necessarily a reason for them to drop the price of the original PS3. Hmm. People can still buy that one because they don't want to pay the extra bucks to do the 4K. They may not care about the 4K.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not drop the price. They really have no incentive to. People, they're still in competitive. They're still on par with Xbox One as far as a price.
Yeah.
You know, there's no problem for them to. There's no reason for them to compete and drop that price.
PlayStation 4 right now is about $350.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Regardless, we know the 4K is going to cost more than that.
Right.
And
300 drop, you think?
It might drop $50.
Oh, $299.
Yeah, $299, it might drop $50 to go to $300. It might do that. What is an Xbox One right now? $350 as well? Can you look that up real quick?
All right.
I want to say that it is.
Didn't they go through a price drop as well? Like from their...
I thought they did. They may have dropped to...
What were they originally?
Oh, good Lord. They were $500.
Varies, but...
You're giving me some strange noises over there, RJ. What you got?
$300 to $350.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's if you get no game, if you just get a console, it's $300.
It's $300.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can, you know, I see that. I can see that that there may not be a change this year. There may not be a drop this year. Because, again, they're going to sell the 4K at a higher price. They're not going to sell the 4K at whatever the PS3 is going for now and then drop the PS3 even further. Mm. Or if PS3, the PS4 even further. This is going to be very difficult to talk about when comparing these consoles, because they're not changing the names.
No.
I guess we call it the Neo and the Scorpio now, but they're not going to change the names. It's going to be the PS4... Elite, or you know, there's going to be something that they're going to give it to distinguish it. But right now, in trying to talk about these things, it's a little bit difficult because you got to figure out what I'm talking about, which one I'm talking about. The Scorpio obviously will be a higher priced console, and when they release that, I would expect. See, by the time they release that, if they release that next year, I don't think they'll drop any more on the Xbox One with that coming out. If the Xbox One gets down to $300, or it kind of is, but if there's, I just don't see a reason that they need to drop it. It's a choice. You can play games on this system, and you can play the same games on this other system. That's the difference. That they're not having. You're not buying new software. All of your software is going to work, as far as I know. All of your software on the PS4K is going to work. On a PS4. They're not at that point. So I don't know if they're going to drop the price on that or not. I don't know that they have any incentive to do that. Because it still gives people a clear choice of, here's one that's cheaper and doesn't do as much. Here's one that's more expensive. We're back to multiple SKUs. You know? We're back to an Xbox 360 with a 250 gig hard drive or a 500 gig hard drive. We're back to a PS3 with a... God, it only had 60. With a 60 gig hard drive. Or an 80 gig hard drive.
Yeah, nothing matters because you got to put your own in there anyway.
Right, but I mean that seems to be the situation that we're at again. Jimmy the Saint, can I ask why they are introducing these new consoles?
Yeah, they're supposed to run 4K.
Supposed to, but they're not going to. I know the PS4K actually would not actually make 4K, from what I understand.
No.
Somebody looked at the specs of it and said, you know, that's not going to run 4K.
It'll upsample to it.
But. I think we know why. I think we already know why. Now, Microsoft has said that they're doing this. The announcement of this is coming sooner because they've heard about PS4s doing, you know, Sony doing their stuff. But Sony is
sort
doing
of forces their hand.
See, Sony is doing their stuff, I think, because of PlayStation VR.
To get people ready for the VR?
I think the VR, the PlayStation VR is going to run, it's going to run much better on a PS4K, the Neo system. Yeah, no. And Microsoft is also, you know, they have a deal with Vive and they have a deal with Rift. They have a deal with the HTC Vive and the Oculus Rift, I believe. And for their machines to do any VR, I think this will also be a situation where it'll help support the VR aspect of things.
Because they're kind of heavily invested in it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think this is something that was probably coming even without VR, honestly. Midlife of the console upgrade type situation.
Maybe push out the 5-year console upgrade a little bit further.
Something that I'm surprised that they never actually did before when they were having these 10-year cycles of consoles. Why did they never increase? I think they did do. They made them slimmer. They increased hard drive capacity. They may have increased read speeds on the disk, but not anything that.
Substantial guts.
Substantial to anything that would have made what you're playing look better or something like that. So it's interesting that they're doing this. And I guess they're doing this just for the fact of, Sony, I know Sony's doing this because of their VR thing.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly some other reasons, but I know they're doing this for the VR, that it's going to play better on the VR. It's going to look better with the VR if you're playing on this new system. And because they're doing this upgrade to it and the doors that opens for them, I think Microsoft has to look at it as well. Microsoft knows they're in direct competition with Sony. So just like this article said, they have been on the catch-up train since these consoles released.
Since both, the announcement.
Both in price, yeah. Both in specs.
Sales.
Yeah, and sales, everything. they have been second place, and they have been running in second place for many years now, since this generation began.
It's that third console curse.
How do you look at it now, since they're doing, you know, 0.5s, you know, in the middle, they're upgrading these things and not calling them anything new, or not actually saying, here's our brand new console.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Is that the third console? Is that the fourth? You know, how do you look at it? So not necessarily to look at them that way, but they've been in the back and they want to be in the front, and so they're going all out with this. They're looking for that 6 teraflop thing to compete with 4.14 teraflops of what the Neo will have. So yeah, it's a competition. Sony's going to be out the door first with it. Microsoft will be out the door second with it. Microsoft's going to be running in second place at least for another year, because even when this 4K hits, then Sony will have two consoles that they can tout are better than Microsoft's Xbox One.
Yeah,
Xbox One console, because that's all they've got right now.
I just pulled out to the titles myself, really. I mean,
I know.
As powerful as your system is, if you don't have the titles to back it up, I mean, the titles that make people want to get your system, what's the point?
If you don't have the games for a gaming system.
Yeah. Like, what was that system, the Atari Lynx?
Like
one of the most powerful systems on the market, but it had garbage for a roster.
Yeah.
so it went nowhere.
I mean, we'll see what happens with this. I'm curious as to the... I'm curious as to how well this thing does when it's. We need to know a price, and I'm not talking about the Microsoft one. I'm talking about Sony's, because Sony's is going to be like the test bed on see how this thing goes.
Yeah,
Sony.
They'll set the temperature. For
here it is, roles reversed, right? Microsoft reveals at E3. Here's our Xbox One. Here's when it releases. Here's our price. Sony gets to come back, and obviously I've read plenty enough to where Sony said, you know, we didn't have to make any changes. Microsoft said their price, and our price was already set, so we didn't have to make any change. We didn't have to drop our price in order to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So here Sony comes out, and here's our console, here's when it releases, and by the way, it's $100 less.
Yeah.
And it's better. And so now that's still going to be true until 2017, the fall of 2017 probably, you know, the holiday season of 2017, when Microsoft at next year's E3 gets to come out and say, here's our new one. Here's how more powerful it is than your PS4. And by the way, here's the price. because they'll already have, Sony will already have their machine out in the wild. Microsoft can either match that price or they can drop that price. They can lower it. If they match it, they've still got the advantage because they can say ours is performing better. And if they go lower, then yeah, that's a fantastic win for them. The only thing I see that might be an issue would be your attach rates already. You know, people already have PS4s. People already have their consoles.
Yeah.
Your generation has been out for a good while now. How many of those people are going to want to upgrade? Certainly, you'll get some new people in. You'll get new customers. You'll get new.
Maybe the people that, you know, didn't have one, you know, they went one way, but now they're thinking about
it. Right, like Nate's other. Sitting over there with a PS4, and that's all he's had. And same. Maybe this Xbox Scorpio.
Yeah, same here.
Same here with you. Yeah. Same with a lot of people, really.
That might be enough to pull us into it.
Might be like, oh, okay. And depending on what games come with it. Fine. You're not buying it at all.
I'll gladly take a donation, though. If you send it to my PayPal at Nate. Oh.
In my case right now, I just don't see a reason for it, to be honest with you.
Like I said, I'm thinking the PlayStation thing, I'm thinking is pure VR situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've got
this
VR machine.
I agree.
And we knew very well that VR was not going to run good at all on the PS4 itself. And to have this and to have something better out there, you can say that, hey, you can play our PSVR system on your PS4. That's fine. It'll work. But if you want optimum results, if you want the best the way that you can play it, it's going to be on the Neo. You need to upgrade that. You need to buy that. So, mm-hmm. And expect bundles, by the way, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know. The PlayStation VR right now is going for $500. And the PlayStation 4K is probably going to go for about $400 or so. These are all up in the air. So you're looking at like a 900. What's the bundle going to be on that? $800? You know, something like that, 850, I don't know. So, who knows?
In a week of PS Plus.
You know, E3 is getting closer. Yep,
they're going to give them free that year, dude.
I know.
I'm doing it.
A whole lifetime subscription to PS Plus here at E3.
Just before we go to break, it was announced that BAFTA was going to do a special honor for Amy Hennig.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And it's taking place in L.A. And it's taking place in L.A., the Sunday before E3 starts.
Huh.
And I was talking to her, congratulating her on this. And she mentioned that she said, I know you had talked about not going, but if you do happen to change your mind, let me know. I can get you into this little ceremony thing that she's having for her. I've been tossing back and forth about going. At this point, I cannot get into E3. They've already closed registration on that, so I can't go to E3 proper. But I kind of would like to be out there and support her for this.
Yeah.
And I do have a ticket to Microsoft's press conference next morning.
All right. How many things are not going to be in E3? Like, you know, EA is going to be doing. You know,
right, so right. And EA's got their own thing, which I could still go to EA's
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So it's not like you're just going to be sitting in your hotel room, you know, twiddling your thumbs, watching on, you know, stream. You could actually do other things.
Yeah, see. I've been mulling it over.
You're going.
Been mulling it over again, so we'll see.
Say hey to Amy for us.
Wait a minute, we got to go to break.
Yes.
And when we come back, we're going to open up some of these things over here. These loot bags and loot crates and things like that. So we'll be doing that next, right after this. Here is a track called Scars of Time.
Oh, Chrono Cross.
Yes, good. We'll be back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, and that's one of my favorite tracks on the show.
This is from
DJ Scott.
Hello.
Wiki Wiki.
Hello.
No, that's from Rez HD.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I like it so much. RJ's here. We got Matt. We got Nate. And it is time to open up some boxes of loot.
Some loot.
Loot Crate, Loot Pets. They've got Loot Anime. They've got Gamer Loot. They've got the Level Up. Lots of stuff here for you guys to check them out. Just go to lootcrate.com and subscribe if you'd like. You can. They're different prices. Loot Crate, I think, is like $25-$30 a month. And then Loot Pets, I think, is less than that. But every month you get a box of gamer, geeky, whatever stuff, and it's all random. No idea what's in here. We're gonna open up our Loot Pets crate, and we're gonna find out what's in there on this one. So, thanks to the folks at Loot Crate who supply us these and let us know what we got. Uh-oh. Okay, last time it was bacon, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. This one looks like it's chicken. Mm. So we have, and I don't know why, this has nothing, where am I going to sit this thing? This has nothing to do with chicken, but it has everything to do with Mega Man. So we get a Mega Man shirt. Oh, but it's got his dog. You know,
oh, yeah.
I can't remember what his dog's name was. Yeah, Zero? Either. No, not Zero.
Rush.
Rush.
You're right, Rush. Wait, who do I give this to that's going to put everything back into the box?
Me.
Okay.
Matt does a good job.
There's the shirt.
I was trying to translate Cyrillic.
And there is a shirt for the dog, or cat, or whatever, that is just like, so you can be twinsies.
Oh, yeah. Why are they large?
Hey, that's also a song from the Popeye movie.
Why are they large?
He's large.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I really love that movie, by the way.
Really? Am I the only one that doesn't like it?
Oh, man, I loved it.
No, you're not the only one who doesn't like it.
Chicken.
I think most people who saw it didn't like it.
Chicken Chargers.
Oh, I'm in the minority, then. I like that movie,
Powerful
too.
Treats for dogs. Have some
I can feel it.
Chargers. Yeah, really. What is it? What are they charging up in? What are you going to get?
Get your dog.
We should open up, see how they taste.
No.
Get your dog baked.
No. Got a packing slip. You get one of those.
Sweet.
Yes. I want that.
We have a dog tag. It says power on it. It's got a picture of a dog with power on it. Hmm. I can't really hold that up there. And finally.
Drum roll.
It's Kong Air Dog. It squeaks. Everything squeaks.
Of course.
All right. So there you go. There are your items from the Loot Pets.
Das Loot Crate.
Put that in there. Oops, sorry. I tried to get the box.
Open the box.
Open up the box.
What's in the box?
Come on. What's in the box? What's in the box? Come on.
Theater demands it.
It's a head.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your wife's head.
I'm sorry you didn't know.
Yeah. We can stop there. Come on.
6 is a great movie.
But 7 was better. The sequel was better.
Was 6 a prequel?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing this next one. RJ, I'm...
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. I really appreciate you. You've come in every week.
You're welcome.
Why do I hang out with these guys?
There's our crate. This is the Loot Crate for the month of May. I do not know what the theme is, but usually when I open it up, I will find out.
The gamer, we only spoiled 6, not 7.
This says power. Watch, listen, play, share, enjoy more of power. So maybe that's what we've got here.
You know it's what they
power.
Say? You know.
Power.
It's huge.
We have a Dragon Ball.
That's cool. I love me some Dragon Balls.
What was it, your Bojo?
There you go.
Hoverboards don't work on water unless you have power.
We have loot pins. What is that? I can't tell what that is.
Dragon Ball. Oh, with a dragon on it.
This pin unlocks something epic. Go to lootcrate.com/pins.
It doesn't squeak.
No. It's not a dog toy.
Well, it should. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So
we have here? Is it t-shirts?
I'm not even sure. Yeah, what the...
Is this Dragonite? No, what is this?
Ooh, you know what? Actually, you know what those are? I think those are Mousers. It looks like a Mouser from TMNT. The one in the middle?
MC.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to check that out myself.
No, I don't think that's... I don't think that's it at all.
Let the young eyes look at this.
Oh, whatever.
Here we go. We have a t-shirt here, and this is for... It's not for Dragon Age. What is this? What is that? Anybody know what that's from?
Let me see.
Is that Warcraft?
Is that Warcraft?
Yeah. It's like a troll with an axe and a warrior with a sword.
It is. That's an orc.
In it. Yeah,
orc
Warcraft.
An orc.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
I don't know what that is.
I'm telling you, it's a Mouser.
This is... I don't think it is. You know what? There's probably something in here that'll tell us what that is. This is fantastic. I have actually seen this online.
Oh, is that the Infinity Gauntlet...
Potholder.
Potholder?
Yes.
I mean, the oven mitt?
Yes. Oven mitt, potholder, whatever. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know who's keeping that one.
There. Well, I don't...
No, it's... That's a Battleborn minion.
Is it?
The pin?
Looks just like a Mouser.
It's a Battleborn.
See?
Well, I haven't played Battleborn.
This is an Infinity Gauntlet oven mitt.
I have, and I don't recognize this thing.
This thing is awesome. I love this.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
I feel like that should be like, you know, just punch someone with that, and that would just be even more epic.
I love this. That's fantastic.
Scott. Punch him.
Punch him.
No,
do it. Do it now.
There you go.
In the face.
You got the, where's the packet, the wrapping for this?
I put it to the side. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And this is a... I don't know what this... This is a Q-Fig. The Hulk.
Is that anything like the Pop Funk, the Funko Pop?
I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
Hmm.
Well, you really see that on that camera. That's great quality right there. RJ, can you hold that up to your camera? I think it'll look better.
Let's see. All right.
There you go. There you go. Now that's so much better. We
Jeez,
need to. We
this
need
shirt
to,
is 3XL.
That's probably what I put in whenever I, signed up for this. They probably gave me a thing to do with it.
Sleeper
so.
Shirt.
I'm seeing if the thing in here has anything about what that pin is.
I don't know. Go to the website.
Yep, there it is. This month's pin, styled after one of Battleborn's AI minions.
Did you think I'd lie?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't think you'd lie. I was just trying to figure out
to
exactly
me, it
what it was.
Exactly like questioning from the
Still don't recognize it.
Are you questioning my authority?
He questioned it, and he'd never seen it, so yeah, I had my doubts.
My authority?
Yes.
Yes. Exactly what
God, I love this. This is great. Nice little description of the potholder.
What?
Tells
okay,
you what all the gems
gives
are.
You the gems.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is a great little box here. This is a good month.
All right.
There you go.
You done good, kid.
You could stuff everything back in there.
Yeah, no problem.
We got one more bag.
One more.
What's
bag.
In the bag?
There we go. Okay. I was reading the chat room.
That's your first mistake.
Nah.
Oh.
That's your.
Yeah, that's mine.
That's your, like, fifth mistake.
Oh,
General Hospital being your first one.
I used to watch that when I was a kid growing up at the YMCA. Well, I wasn't growing up at the YMCA. When I was growing up as a kid in Germany, the YMCA, the people that would work there, they loved to watch General Hospital.
Now you're making
so
excuses.
That's,
Now you're just the next thing you know, I was watching. You weren't there for that. You weren't there for when he had that.
It was Postal, the movie.
Because this was when we were doing the show at my house.
Was it your house?
Yes.
I thought that was downstairs.
No. This was.
I've done
my...
it more than once.
I think this was at my house.
I don't know. It all runs together.
Because we were talking about something, and you said you had seen it, and it was
the
something.
Postal, the movie, because
yeah.
I was sick.
That's right. We're like, why would you ever watch that? And you said, oh, I sat down to Netflix, and the next thing you know, and that's just how things happen now.
Yes.
The next thing you know.
No, it wasn't in German. It was, we didn't watch General Hospital, although I have seen some episodes in Germany.
Yeah, this thing is packed.
But no, it was at on AFN, the Armed Forces Network, so it was American General Hospital.
All right, so we've got a charm bracelet. Looks like it's got the Avengers on it. Here, hold that up to your camera. It's so much better on yours.
Okay.
RJ. Yep, there we go. There's a, I guess that's a charm
bracelet.
Okay,
yeah, it's a charm bracelet. You got Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow.
don't know what these are. Hulk.
Okay, cute.
This is something Mario, but I can't tell what it is.
Well, then open it up.
It's apparel of some sort.
Okay. Oh, man, no Hawkeye on this. That's...
There you go. Hold
poor guy.
That's some sort of apparel.
Hawkeye gets no respect.
You know, I think there's a...
Who's Hawkeye?
He's an Avenger.
Never heard of him.
That is a scarf.
I told you.
Is it like one of those... No, you didn't. Is it like one of those infinite scarves?
Yeah. That's scarf.
They never end.
Yeah.
That would be the definition of infinite.
Nothing's infinite.
What is this?
Our patience for you is infinite.
Oh, He-Man socks.
Ooh.
Yeah, Masters of the Universe He-Man socks. I give it to RJ. He passes. He puts it on the camera.
Mm-hmm. Cut in half, but there you go.
Yeah. You can't really get a good thing in there.
By the power of Grayskull, my feet are toasty.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario socks.
Oh, okay. They're cute, too. Cool.
Yeah, we're going to be all kind of socked out here. And they're packing.
Put-umps.
No, I didn't say hot. No, I didn't. Oh, James.
What?
Being James.
Truthful?
No. I said Hawkeye. Oh, you guys, I swear.
Oh, I see the two other shirts. So this is very He-Man themed, with the exception of all the Mario stuff and the Marvel things they put. It's the Power Collection is what they're saying. So, okay. By the power of Grayskull. I saw some... okay.
Lord so very He-Man theme with only just one He-Man thing in it, huh?
Lord of the Rings. There's the front of the shirt. There's the back of the shirt.
Okay.
There you go. These are horrible descriptions on the radio. I'm sure this sounds wonderful to
isn't
everybody
it,
listening.
Isn't that the text in Elvish that goes around the ring about one ring to rule them all? Isn't that what that is?
No, that's just decoration. Of course it is. That's been around... How long has that been around that you would have to ask that question?
I'm trying to describe it for the people on the radio.
Oh, well, then, just... Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I'm heading out. I'll see you guys later. I'm done.
I've still never watched that movie.
Really?
No.
I enjoy them. You should definitely give it a
shot. I don't know why, but my head went to the Masters of the Universe movie with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And...
I remember that.
Frank Langella,
yeah.
Who did Skeletor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Courtney Cox.
And Courtney Cox was in that, too.
Yeah. I think that was her first role.
The whole movie is available on YouTube. You don't have to pay for it. You can watch the whole movie on YouTube.
And you'd still be paying too much.
What? No. That's Battle Cat. And He-Man.
Oh, okay. Can I see it? Wait, it didn't look like it has its armor on, so wouldn't that be Cringer?
Oh, God.
No, Cringer wouldn't have teeth that long.
Oh.
Okay, so there you go. Here's this.
Okay.
Put it all back in there.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Yes, her first role, James, was in the Springsteen video. Courtney Cox. So,
she's from Alabama.
Yes, she is from Alabama. Birmingham, I believe. Welcome back to the show. Been on a hiatus for about 20 minutes there.
Oh, 2 hours. What are you talking about, 20 minutes?
I don't know. We got 10 minutes to kill here. We had less than that. I'm going to play for now. We'll play... Yeah, we'll drop that. All right. So what's coming up? I guess there's really nothing coming up this week. I mean, we're not necessarily in limbo, but we're sort of sitting around waiting for E3 to hit, which E3 is on the 13th. That's when we'll have, that's when we'll start having the press conferences. Mm-hmm. And I mean, June 1st is what, Wednesday? So.
I believe so.
Yeah, not like this weekend.
It's Wednesday.
Look at a calendar here. How far away are we from E3?
You're true. It is.
So you need to buy your plane ticket pretty soon.
Yeah, we got two more shows before E3 hits, and then we'll have plenty to talk about after that.
Yeah, yep. You definitely need your plane ticket soon.
Dude, I don't think I'm gonna go.
Oh, you're so going.
I gotta pay for a plane ticket, then a hotel room.
You're rolling in the money.
You're right.
I see the car you drive.
Yeah, it's where that money went. Which, by the way, my car got fixed.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Did I ever talk about that on the show? Did somebody hit my car?
I know you did in the morning show. I don't know about this one.
I know, on this one. Not that anybody cares.
Now, is this the same car that got shot? Which car got shot?
None of them got shot.
I thought you had a bullet hole in one of them.
No, never. None of them got shot.
Okay.
None of them.
I don't think it's something else.
You must be.
I don't know where my brain's at.
Yeah.
I thought it was like with a paintball gun or something.
Those no, could take a window. Well, no,
they
I guess
will
can't
do
take
some
one.
Damage.
Well, if you freeze them.
Anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Freezing the paintball?
No.
Huh? The company around here that I will make mention of this. They did not give me any special deal on this. They just did a fantastic job. It's called Montgomery Paint and Body. They are local. They do advertise with the station here, so it's I'm not really giving them any kind of free advertising. But as far as an endorsement goes, car looks great.
Your car always kind of looked great. It's a nice looking car.
Car looked fantastic when I got it back. They cleaned the inside and everything else. It was like I took it in for detailing. Mm-hmm. So they did a great job on it. So. Big thanks to them. Getting hit when you a car like that and you get hit, any car that you own, when it gets hit, you get it's not a good feeling.
No.
And this sucked. So and we didn't know who hit me. They hit me while I was
parked.
See,
that's almost even worse because at least if you're there, you know someone, you could get information,
right?
You could punch them, you could whatever.
But I was in a parking lot at a doctor's office
and didn't even leave the courtesy of hey, sorry. Yeah.
And I came out to my car and there it was, and
so just hit you and ran off.
Yeah, that was all it was. So, so thanks to the folks at Montgomery Paint and Body for that. James asking, how are we covering the Triple E? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to take off those 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, because I think Bethesda is doing another E3 presentation. I don't know if they are or not, but I thought that they were.
Okay.
On Sunday, just like they did last year. And then Microsoft and Sony and all the regulars are doing their things on Monday. And then Nintendo... we'll do whatever they do on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm taking Tuesday off as well, I could probably do a half day on Tuesday or something, but the only reason I'm taking Tuesday off as well is because Sony does theirs at night.
Mm.
And it always starts at... what time does it start? Over there, it started at
specific time, so yeah. It'd be...
it started at...
specific time?
Huh? He said specific time.
No, it's a specific time.
You said specific.
I did not.
Hot guys.
Yeah.
In the northwest.
Yeah, the northwest. Chicago, or where? What did you say?
Chicago's in the northeast. I think that's what he said.
I can't remember.
Somewhere.
It was fun though.
Add it to the list.
You can tell by now that we're just letting the clock run out. That's all we're kind of doing here. There's nothing really coming up. There's nothing on the horizon.
More Doom.
Yeah, what are you going to play?
Speaking of Horizon, Elite Dangerous came out, or their beta came out.
Well, you should mention that, because I don't play it and I don't follow it, so you should totally mention that.
I haven't had a chance to play it yet, so I don't really have a lot to talk about.
So speaking of it, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm mentioning it in case you have Elite Dangerous, and you open up Steam, and you have an 8-gig download.
Yeah.
Which is what I had on my laptop.
Yeah.
I've got Not a Hero on the Xbox One that I should play. It's a nice little indie game.
But speaking of Xbox One, did you see the Games with Gold?
For next month?
Mm-hmm.
All ones I don't think I have.
Pretty good games, too.
What were they?
XCOM.
I do have that on Steam, but yeah.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Did they release the PS Plus games yet?
No, they don't do that until the last minute.
I just remember seeing the games for Xbox One, and I thought, oh, this is a good month, because I don't really have any of those. So, I think all four of them. But yeah,
I wish that.
I think all I got is more Dark Souls 3, of course, and I'll get more of Battleborn in because I'm playing story mode. But one of these missions, either I've got the wrong character or I absolutely have to have partners to play with. It's an escort mission, and there are just way too many folks online, and I can't take them out fast enough to get there. But typical Gearbox game is better with friends than going solo, really, and that's probably what the thing is here. Probably gonna have to go with the team on this one, neither public or private. And of course, still got Guilty Gear Xrd coming out on the 7th, so I got to look forward to that. Start up playing that again.
Right. Real quick, it's a Goat Simulator and Crew for Xbox One.
I never owned Goat Simulator.
It's I got fun. It. It's fun.
Yeah. It's actually kind of fun.
They just released a DLC for it where it's in space.
I didn't know that. And then for 360, it's Super Meat Boy and XCOM.
Yeah. Okay, I do have Super Meat Boy, but yeah, that's a good lineup. All right, we should wrap this up because I got nothing else done. Make sure you go check out GT South, everybody. If you're local here, we really appreciate that you do that. Go and support these local businesses that support us. It means a lot.
If you're not local, drive down here.
Yeah, anyways, make a trip.
Make it local.
Road trip.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. Thanks for everybody listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks for everyone who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you're watching us on Twitch, subscribe to our Twitch channel. If you're on Steam, join our group on Steam. If you're on PS4, we've got a community there that we don't really do anything with, but why not join a community? Yeah.
We should do something with it.
You play games with us and other listeners. Maybe, you know, RJ can find some people to play Battleborn with. We want to thank everybody who listens in. Thank you so very much. Have a fantastic week, and we will see you next Saturday. Going to leave you with this track called Video Game Bed. Really popular. I have no idea what it is.
Bionic Commando, it sounds like. Yeah, that's Bionic Commando.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Have a great week, guys.